A Florida woman set fire to a church and then to a police car. A Florida man touched himself after being denied entry into a Sloppy Joe's. Leprosy, the archaic disease, is spreading in Florida. A Florida woman was arrested after a gun was found in her child's lunchbox at daycare. And a 500-pound mound of pythons was found in a Florida marsh. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News. Obviously, they're all from Florida because it's Florida Friday on Weird AF News. All the weird news from Florida this week. Yeehaw! A Florida woman is arrested for setting fire at a church, and then she set a police car on fire. A quality individual. I can fix her. Oh, yeah, I can fix her. Just give me a shot, man. I'll fix her. We have here a Fort Myers, Florida lady arrested for setting two small fires. One was at a church, and then another one, after she was arrested, was in the back of a patrol car. All of this took place in sunny Florida yesterday. 5 a.m., an officer had to respond to a report of a fire near a church. The officer found 42-year-old Taylor Nicole Pyatt naked and near the fire. Officers arrested her pending an evaluation. The police say that while Taylor Nicole, our naked arson, was in the patrol vehicle, she started a small fire in the car's door panel. How? Says here she had been searched prior. However, the police believe she may have hidden the lighter somewhere that officers would not find it. I wonder where that might be. Let's play a game called Where Did She Hide the Lighter, guys? Maybe she didn't even have a lighter on her person, as the police say, on her person. Maybe she just started the fire with her mind. Maybe we're looking at a Florida superhero here. But my guess is she had a lighter somewhere in one of her natural pockets. We're all born with two pockets, at least. And then depending on gender and obesity, you know, these things might provide you with some additional storage. Oops, did I say gender? I meant sex, guys. I meant sex. Get it right, Jonesy. You don't want to get canceled inside your closet. Well, what can we say about this lady? She had a legit fire crotch, that's for sure. And I'm going to guess there's some sort of drugs and drug paraphernalia involved. She's facing charges of arson and damage to property or criminal mischief. I guess that's sort of like a choose your own adventure prison sentence. All of this activity and naked, Jonesy, you're probably wondering, why the naked? Well, that's called the Florida effect. A Florida man masturbated outside of a Sloppy Joe's after he was denied entry. He really got sloppy outside that Sloppy Joe. Hey, let's not be quick to judge. Everybody has a different way of coping with rejection. This story's out of Key West, Florida. A man dropped his pants and began touching himself in a very lewd manner after being denied entry into a popular Duval street bar. The street bar is called Sloppy Joe's. Sloppy Joe's to me means a sandwich. It's got a hamburger and what's called a Sloppy Joe sauce, which I haven't had one in many, many years. I guess it has a barbecue quality to it, sort of. A little sweet. I remember eating them as a child because I had a very questionable diet. But I remember liking them. This guy here, back to the story, is facing a felony charge. They're accusing him of not only achieving some sort of lewd performance in public, but also battering a police officer. Not okay. Now, this man's name is Trey Jacob Delaney. He's 28 years old from Kansas, but now living in Florida, and he's been fully indoctrinated into the Florida lifestyle, as you can see. You know, removing clothing and touching yourself in public, creating disturbances, attacking police officers. I'm going to guess there's drug and drug paraphernalia involved. Let's keep reading. This all took place yesterday, by the way, early Thursday morning. It says here, in addition to Trey being from Kansas, he serves in the U.S. Navy. Oh, that's amazing. He's a Navy guy. Well, I'm wondering, did he get a discharge from this? Discharge, guys, come on. The puns. He's a Navy man. He's making seamen everywhere he goes. Proud. Okay. According to the Key West Police Department, they received a call from a staff at Rick's Bar. They say that Trey Jacob was being aggressive and disorderly towards the staff and the patrons. Rick's Bar? What happened to Sloppy Joe's? Is that a food joint next to it? Okay, let's keep reading. Police say the officers encountered this man after he was refused entry to the nearby Sloppy Joe's bar. Okay, so a second bar called Sloppy Joe's. He was attempting to get in. They said officers handcuffed Delaney after he pulled his pants down and began touching himself. Details from the arrest report state that a witness from Sloppy Joe's told the police he was very shocked by the lewd act. Police wrote that Delaney's genitalia was, according to the witness, exposed for everyone to see inside Sloppy Joe's and the surrounding area on the Duval Street as well. All right, so now we got a clearer picture of what went down. He very drunk and disorderly, kicked out of the first bar for being so, tries to get into a second bar, and surprisingly, this Florida bar was like, you're too drunk to be in here. I mean, imagine in Florida, they actually have such rules. I mean, that's how drunk you have to be. Someone's like, man, you're too wasted, beat it. And then he's like, beat it, sure thing, zip. Either I get into Sloppy Joe's or everybody walking by me is going to get a Sloppy Joe themselves. So once the Florida man was placed under arrest by the officers, he decided it was high time to attack an officer. He delivered, quote, a very high kick to an officer, striking him on the shoulder. Thankfully, the officer was unhurt, and they brought Delaney downtown for processing. All because he just wanted another pint in Sloppy Joe's, slop, Sloppy Joe's, Sloppy Joe's, slop, Sloppy Joe's. Anybody get the reference there? Leprosy is spreading in Florida. That's right, leprosy. I mean, we're talking about state stupidity on a biblical scale. Leprosy? I recently covered a story about measles spreading in Florida. This is outrageous. How could you even live there or visit? You might catch the measles or leprosy. I thought leprosy was completely extinct. Apparently not. It's on the rise in the U.S., particularly in Florida, according to disease specialists. According to the World Health Organization, about 200,000 cases of leprosy occur every year in 120 countries worldwide and are often associated with contacts with armadillos. Yeah, that's something I learned fairly recently, that you can catch leprosy from armadillos, apparently. I don't know why you would hold an armadillo, but I guess people are taking selfies with such creatures because it looks good on the gram. Now, according to this article, the United States is experiencing leprosy cases creeping upwards, with the number of infections across the country more than doubling over the past decade, both in people exposed to armadillos and those who aren't. Now, according to the CDC, the concentration in Florida is alarming. Of all the cases of leprosy in the U.S., a fifth of them were discovered in Florida. Well, no worries. I'm sure the Florida Surgeon General's on the case, right? And by the end of the weekend, it'll be called a myth. Or there'll be some miracle cures suggested by the Florida Health Department. Yeah, try drinking some bleach, guys. That'll do it. The article now defines leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease. Hansen's. Bop, 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 bop. My limbs are falling right off. Bop. Hansen's disease. It's caused by the bacteria Myobacterium leprae and Myobacterium lepromatosis. I think I nailed it. It's one of the oldest recorded diseases in human history, having infected human beings for thousands of years. It primarily affects your skin, peripheral nerves, mucosa of the upper respiratory tract, and eyes, and causes symptoms including skin lesions, which may be lighter or darker than the surrounding skin and may lack sensation. Other symptoms can include numbness or weakness in the hands and feet, nerve damage, and in severe cases, deformities and disabilities. We have a quote here from a professor of global diseases, who says, we currently do not know what it is that's driving the reported increase of leprosy cases in the state of Florida. Studies are currently underway to determine how infections are being transmitted, i.e. between humans versus infections from animals to humans. People may become infected from other people with untreated leprosy or from the non-banded armadillo, which is a natural host of the bacteria that causes leprosies. Now, it doesn't indicate here whether or not there's a vaccine for leprosy. Not that that matters in Florida. I think the vaccinations are actually illegal in Florida. That's how Bill Gates watches you, man. He'll watch you through the vaccine. In Florida, having limbs is woke. Well, Florida, it would seem that God has finally had enough of you. Maybe America's penis will shed and just fall off into the Atlantic Ocean. Like a leprosy limb might. I should probably end this story on a laugh, at least. Are you guys into leprosy jokes? I got a couple here. What did the leper say to the prostitute? Keep the tip. Why was the leper hockey game called off? There was a face-off in the corner. Hey, come on. I didn't write those. But, I mean, there's always Google. You don't come across leper jokes that often. I thought it was an appropriate time for such things. Yay! A Florida mother is arrested after a gun was found in her child's lunchbox at daycare. A South Florida lady is facing some charges because a handgun was found inside her child's lunchbox by a daycare teacher. Well, you know, maybe she heard that the schools were arming the teachers and the staff and didn't want her child to feel left out. So, you know, sent the child to school with her piece. Or maybe the class was headed to a gun range for a school trip. How about, no, the gun range is next month. This month we're visiting the leper colony in Central Florida. We have here a woman named Shanae Davis, age 39. She's the mom of this poor child. She was arrested on charges of child neglect and allowing a minor to obtain a firearm in order to take to school. I'm sure it wasn't intentional. It was accidental. But what mother hides a gun inside a child's lunchbox? That just seems completely irresponsible. Although some people would say that that truly is packing a lunch. We have here a daycare teacher who called the Riviera Beach police after finding this gun in the child's lunchbox at the daycare. The teacher told police she was opening up the child's lunchbox and screamed, "Gun!" when she saw the firearm inside of it. Shanae Davis, age 39, was arrested on these charges, allowing a minor to obtain a firearm in order to take to school. It says another teacher responded to help the situation, picked up the gun with gloves to determine if it was real, which it was, and they called the police. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. When the mother arrived, she told law enforcement that she normally leaves the gun in her car's glove box, but lately had been taking the weapon out of the car because of the multiple break-ins at her apartment complex. She claims on the morning of the incident, while she was getting the child ready for school, she placed the gun inside the lunchbox because she did not carry a purse and did not want the gun to be visible. She told the police she forgot to take the gun out of the lunchbox. It's still such an odd place to put the gun. I mean, would you put it on the, I don't know, put it on, high up on a shelf. Put it in the icebox, for crying out loud. Anything's better than the lunchbox. This is just insane behavior and parenting in Florida. I mean, can it get any lower? Now, it says here the owner of the daycare decided not to press any charges. Davis has been taken into custody and will be booked into the Palm Beach County Jail. What will happen to the child? We can only pray. We can only pray. What's to happen with all the dumb people that have guns? You know, I'm not going to get on a soapbox here and go on and on about the need for very stern gun control. I would just like to see a little bit of gun control. Just a touch of it would be nice, right? Wouldn't just a little touch? How about keeping guns away from dummies? You know, I know that's a very revolutionary idea. Keeping guns away from stupid people. There's a way to figure out if people are stupid. There are particular tests that you can give them to find out not only if they're stupid, but if they're a little loony, you know? And I'd imagine in the state of Florida, a lot of people failing these tests. And a lot of them should be unarmed in Florida, of all places, Florida. Anyways, thoughts and prayers for the kids, the Florida kids. Yay! A 500-pound mound of pythons was found in a Florida marsh. A team of tractors found a pile of snakes totaling 500 pounds in a marsh in South Florida. 500 pounds of snakes. What a nightmare that is. How did they find out it was 500 pounds? Did they sort of scoop up all the snakes in the pile and then weigh it? Got a lot of questions here. The report said that the discovery happened on public land in Naples when officials discovered a 7-foot-wide mound of 11 pythons. A 7-foot-wide mound of pythons. There's only 11 of them. So 11 pythons weighing a total of 500 pounds. These are giant pythons. Alligators, pythons, leprosy, measles, lunchbox guns. Guys, what are we doing in Florida here? Said here that the team closely monitors snakes during the breeding season and uses active searching and telemetry. I don't know what that is. Telemetry? Is that like telekinesis? They read the minds of the python pile. They use these things to remove the invasive species before the females have a chance to lay their eggs. And scrolling down, a photo of the 500-pound python mound. This is frightening as heck, man. I'll tell you right now. You don't want to look at this. Oh, nightmares are coming from this. How do you sleep in Florida, especially? It says here, the Conservancy of Southwest Florida focuses on the research and removal of critical invasive species and understanding their behavior and ecological impact. According to the website, the team has captured and removed more than 34,000 pounds of python from the region. They're not even doing numbers of python at this point. They're doing pounds of python. Pounds, baby, pounds. The Burmese python, an invasive species, can grow up to 19 feet long, making them one of the largest snakes in the world. In the 70s, hundreds of these snakes were brought to Florida from their native habitat of Southeast Asia through a pet trade. So foolish. This conservancy is very concerned because these pythons are very established predators in the Everglades and in the area and are responsible for, get this, a 90% decline in the mammal populations in that area. The pythons are just eating everything. Pounds and pounds of pythons eating pounds and pounds of mammals. They need to wrangle up all these pythons, these pounds of pythons, and have ourselves a python barbecue. Can you eat pythons? I'd imagine you could. They're probably delicious. Under certain circumstances, like spices and sauces. Would you like to dip your python in that McDonald's sweet and sour sauce? I'm a honey mustard guy, Jonesy. 500 pounds of pythons. Baby, I saw 500 pounds of pythons. Here's something that you don't want to see in your backyard. You know, it's 500 pounds of pythons. Hey, pounds of pythons, baby. More reasons not to go to Florida. What are you doing there? What are you doing? You guys okay? Are you okay? Iguanas falling from the sky. Oh my God. I can't handle it. Alligators in your toilet? In the toilet? They find alligators in the toilets? Wow. Quite dangerous. You better have health insurance down there. Anyways, I want to thank everyone for spending some time with the Weird AF News podcast, specifically this Florida Friday edition. Also want to give thanks to those of you who sent me weird Florida stories the past couple days. Very helpful. Made my job easier. I'm very grateful. If you would like to send something to me, I have an email. It's funnyjones@gmail.com. You can also call the show 646-450-2012. And you can also follow me on the gram, Instagram, @funnyjones. Please follow me. Appreciate that. If you would like to support the show, go to weirdafnews.com. That's the official website of Weird AF News, paid for by my lovely patrons. Yes, you can join the Patreon yourself if you would like to. You can do it at that website, or you can download the Patreon app on your phone, do a search for Weird AF News, or just go to patreon.com/weirdafnews, the direct link, and you can join the Patreon that way. We also take donations and the whatnots, and you can mail me pounds of pythons if you'd like. No, just kidding. That would freak my roommate out, I think, if a package of python pounds were delivered. Yes, here's your sign here for your mound of pythons. Ooh, they taste very good in roasted on a Hawaiian bun. You guys know Hawaiian buns? Ooh, I love Hawaiian buns. Pulled pork on a Hawaiian bun. What about pulled python on a Hawaiian bun with BBQ sauce and some cheese? Ah, that's probably pretty amazing. Let's just eat all the pythons, guys. Pulled python pounds. Pulled python, baby. Let's do it. We can solve this problem. I just solved it right there for you. I'm not even a genius. I just figured it out with the help of Hawaiian buns. I love Hawaiian buns. Oh, man. I love eating. I do. I love it. I do it every day.